Welcome you to the first hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook these days and check out all the great stories and photos and videos, stuff that I post about animals. And there's some really cute stuff this week that's accumulated over the last couple of weeks. So you might want to check that out. It is the first Sunday of December. So that means it is, in fact, shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We have a little bit of a schedule change for the show, but all will be happening as planned. So to get us started, of course, let's check in with the guy who's responsible for making this all work. And that, of course, would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Happy Christmas season to you.
Yeah, and it is the season. We got through Thanksgiving the end of last month, and we haven't actually been live since then, because the last Sunday of the month is an encore, and that was the Sunday after Thanksgiving, I believe. But for me, you know, I'm always griping because, you know, Christmas starts way too early for a lot of people these days. But I'm a traditionalist when it comes to that. I just got distracted because now Nathan and I match on Zoom, and we have Christmas lights in our Zoom pictures, and so we're all ready for the season. But for me, being a traditionalist, Christmas starts the day after Thanksgiving. And that was always the tradition in my family growing up, is that we'd have Thanksgiving, and then the week, you know, the days and weekend after Thanksgiving, we would be getting the tree and getting the Christmas tree up and doing lights and all of that sort of thing. So that's what makes me happy, and I like to do one holiday at a time. So, but I have to say, Nathan, I was I got myself into the spirit, because as a Thanksgiving, I turned the radio channel in my car to our sister station, mm-hmm. Warm 106.9, because they are the original Christmas station. You know, it was our Warm that went to all Christmas music programming for the month of December. You know, right? They were the first ones to do it. Mm-hmm. And man, did it become so popular that, of course, a lot of other stations try to do it too. And then they started doing it way too early. But now I think it's come back to a balance, because it started. Oh, I didn't just say
we got it going before Thanksgiving. It was
just,
starting.
But just a little bit, week or so before. So it wasn't too early. But anyway, I found that made all the difference in the world. I really enjoyed, you know, and I enjoyed listening to Christmas music driving around. And I have to say that all is right with the world out here, because my favorite neighborhood Christmas light displays are up, and we're up on time, and they always go up the weekend after Thanksgiving, and nobody was late, everybody got theirs up. Well, my favorite one, they were still working on Monday to get everything together, but all the lights are up. So I'm a happy camper. There's Christmas lights around, Warm's doing Christmas music, and they're part of our family here. And
I should also mention too that Kixie, another one of our stations at 880 AM, they're playing Christmas music as well. And if you want a Christmas music that's a little bit more old time, maybe from the 60s or 70s, check that one out too, as opposed to maybe like Warm 106.9 will give you a more contemporary. I mean, they play some older ones too, and classical traditions, but Kixie will give you all of the really old time favorites from Christmas music.
Oh, then I need to check that out. Now, Kixie's 880 AM.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to have to dial that in my.
And then if you're on HD radio, I believe they're on the HD, it's either 2 or 3 side of Warm 106.9. So if you're already listening to Warm 106.9 and you have a HD radio receiver, you can just change it from HD 1 over to HD 2 or 3, and it'll give you the Kixie's classical Christmas music.
Well, hopefully someone you're talking to understands you, because I don't, that's above my pay grade. So.
880 AM or online at kixie.com.
That I understand. Okay. All right. So Warm, if you want traditional Christmas music stuff going on your radio dial, or Kixie 880 AM for the older stuff, oldies but goodies, mm-hmm. Christmas music. Oh, I can't wait to listen to that and hear what that's all about. But so we are in the Christmas spirit, and it's the holiday season for the rest of the month. And that means we get to enjoy the Jingle Cats throughout the show. The Jingle Cats and the Jingle Dogs. And I was gifted by the creator of the Jingle Cats decades ago with all the music and permission to use it on the show, and which we have done ever since. And gosh, they're just so much fun. And for me, it isn't Christmas or the holiday seasons without the Jingle Cats and Dogs. So, but that also means that Love Train takes a break for the rest of the year, and we'll get back on the Love Train and get that going after the holiday season is over, and when we put the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs back in their kennels for the rest of the year. But as long as they're around, they take priority. So we will be Jingle Catting. And Oh, I know. I did tell you it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We will check with our regulars, but a little change in schedule for personal reasons and so forth. So in this first hour, at bottom of the hour, we're going to start this week, this month, with Help Animals India, and Eileen will join us this hour. And then next hour, we will hear from Meow Cat Rescue and Marilyn. And I have all the rest of the Santa Paws picture dates for you at Mudbay Mudbay stores around the area on Saturdays and Sundays. There's still some to take advantage of. And let's see. We will then talk to Beth and Merritt Clifton, animals24-7.org. And at the 11 o'clock time frame. And man, Nathan, the more I'm involved with them, and the more I read about the research and the information that they put out, I don't know how they have time to even live a life with as thorough as and everything that they cover. I've kind of decided that animals24-7.org is kind of like WikiLeaks and Snopes for everything animal. And I am blown away at all the research they do and any subject, and because they kind of like cover everything, you know, the disasters and what's happened with the animals, and then all of the different animal causes and the different incidents and what's going on. And like today, we will, they've got all the lowdown and everything we know and don't know, and from all the different sources everywhere about this mysterious dog illness that's going on. So we'll get the lowdown on everything on that. There's even stuff going on with rabies in our country. And there's a bunch of stuff that we'll hear from them, but I am blown away at the extent of their coverage. And like I said, if you hear something and it's a rumor, or you're not sure if it's correct, you can kind of go like there to them and find out if it's legitimate information or not. So, anyway, so we'll look forward to talking to them. And then in the last half hour, 11:30 of the show today, we will be chatting with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Sita is going to join us. And of course, we get to talk about all the wonderful holiday events that are coming up at Ananda for the month. So that's going to carry us through today. I don't know about you, Nathan, but it just be raining up here.
That's the same case. Are you getting some of that wind, too? Because I was surprised in my area last night. I was like, okay, time to prepare for power outages because, you know, they were talking about 45-mile-per-hour gusts. But down in the southeast side of Seattle where I am, it didn't really get too much wind. I mean, we saw some branches, which were a little bit bigger than usual on the ground. But as far as during the night, I didn't hear any of, like, that jet engine-type roar through the trees that we usually hear when the winds get stronger.
Yeah, I don't have any. My flag is just totally down. Nothing's moving. I have absolutely zero wind. And I have to say, I think for whatever reason, the convergence zone seems to be going around me right now. And so I haven't had near the storms that have been predicted. You know, it's been rainy, but not as torrential as they said it was going to be. Now it's finally just really raining, and that's all it's doing is raining. And I understand we're about to be washed away with some major rain coming in.
Yeah,
I know
we
got finally got
watch.
Snow. We finally got snow in the mountains this weekend, but only to going to, apparently it's just going to all be washed away with this big rain cycle coming in.
Yeah, I'm just looking through. I'm kind of looking at the predictions for the amounts of rain. And for the next couple of days, it's only like less than a tenth of an inch of rain. But then you jump into Monday and something you really don't see is like new precipitation amounts between 1 and 2 inches possible in Monday night's forecast.
Yeah. Yeah, so be prepared for that. It looks like it's going to be pretty rainy.
Yeah, and windy that night, too. Gusty winds.
Yeah. Now we've got to officially start the show, but I think before we do that, since there is some and we can do it, how about we start off with some really good news? Yeah. We recognize that. That means we got something to celebrate. Well, I don't know what you were doing on Friday evening, but many of us around here were doing our best to root for the Dogs, the University of Washington Husky football team. And we have a big announcement because we are, woohoo! Wow. Isn't that amazing? I think, Nathan, isn't it the first undefeated season of the Huskies ever, I think?
I would have to go through and look at the history, but man,
that's what I heard. That's what
a gauntlet
I heard
they went through.
That's what they heard. I don't ever remember an undefeated season, and I do remember us winning the division twice when I was really young, and us going to the Rose Bowl twice, and we did it 2 years in a row. But that, you know, that was decades and decades ago. But I guess I haven't paid enough attention because, you know, they're messing with stuff and they've been changing things. And they must have changed things and I didn't miss the change. But I didn't understand why nobody was talking about the Rose Bowl, because it used to be the reward for winning our division. If you know, whoever won our division went to the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then we'd play whoever went from the back east division, usually Michigan or something like that. But now it doesn't sound like that's the case anymore. So they messed with the bowls and all of that, Nathan?
I don't follow college football too much to be able to have an answer for that or know what's going on.
Okay, so you don't know either. Anyway, something's been messed up because apparently there's some kind of announcement that's supposed to be happening right now this morning. Because I think it depends on who ends up in the rankings where.
Yeah.
But whoever gets ranked number one gets to decide whether they play, gets to choose the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl. So we won the division, but we might not. If we may be number two instead of number. Anyway, it doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't get it. And again, I'm a traditionalist, and I don't like it when they muck with things. But I think we should be going to the Rose Bowl, and I thought that was a given, and I don't understand why it's not. So there we go. But
yeah.
The good news is that, oh, the wind is coming up. Anyway, I'm seeing some wind out here. So we are the champions, and congratulations, Huskies. And golly, we better get cracking here because I've got to officially start the show. We've got to take care of advertisers for the first half of this hour, and then welcome Help Animals India. So how about I... do our official start the show prayers and affirmations, and then we'll do advertisers and get with Eileen. So if you haven't been with me to start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple little Saint Francis prayers, one for us, our animal friends, and one for us human animals. And joining me in this part of the show is optional because I do the prayers and then I do some affirmations and you can say them all along with me or you can opt out. It's completely up to you. So here we go. First off is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, that is our prayer section. Now we have a pile of affirmations, all contributed by some member of our Animal World family here or there. And do we do them because they are so powerful? All of these I do myself at home. I know a lot of you do them every day yourself as well. And so you can say them. I'm going to say each of them out loud 3 times, and you can join me along with that if you like or not. Totally up to you. All righty. This first one comes from the directors of my spiritual family. And when I started doing this affirmation on a daily basis, it absolutely shifted everything. And I know it will for you too. Here we go. 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Now, the second one comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner, who, of course, Linda and Dr. Nels, her brother Rasmussen, will be in with us next week for our healing show of the month. So be sure you plan on that. And again, this one shifted everything for many of us around here. And I know for a lot of you out there, and that's why this one is included. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute Italian Division and is the one I use to go out in the world with and to keep us all healthy and balanced. I do this for me and my animals. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, next one comes from Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach and medium psychic gal. And this is the one I use for me and my animal and my animals to help us stay in balance and deal with all this crazy energy we've got going on. So here we go 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then the last affirmation to complete this ritual is the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. This one has become incredibly important for what's going on in the world these days. We've got 2 major wars going on. So let's send this energy there and send this light all over and imagine peace on earth. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And it is time then to take care of our advertisers. And as soon as we do that, it's going to be time to start Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And first up this week is going to be Help Animals India. And we'll be chatting with Eileen shortly. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Oh.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and holy moly, the Jingle Cats even do Alvin and the Chipmunks. How cool are they? All right, so I'm going to chat with you here for just a moment because I apparently messed up the detail and sent Nathan the incorrect schedule. So we're a little, trying to figure out the advertiser schedule, and I know you guys don't need to know about that, but since I'm not in the studio, I kind of have to do the behind the scenes stuff on scene, so I'm working on that. But as I said, we have a little bit of a change up here schedule wise and we are going to start off this month with Help Animals India, and that means Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, the gal responsible for all of it, is here to join us. That would be Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen, and
hey,
welcome to Animal World.
Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. We're in the midst of our end of the year fundraising, like every other charity, because, you know, after the new year, it's kind of dead, and you need to, you know, raise the money for all the projects coming up for the
new
year.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine you have a lot of them going on.
Yeah, so this morning I'd like to share a letter we received from children. But did you want to introduce Help Animals India?
Absolutely. So because what we got to keep in mind, Eileen, is not everyone listens, you know, to the same hours of the show every week. And so we likely have a number of people listening that don't even know what Help Animals India is all about. So please let us know.
Help Animals India is a USA nonprofit, and we help the animals in India and Nepal through a long association. Excuse me. With all the groups there, so a lot of the approaches to animal welfare are behind the times. They didn't have the best training of the vets and all, you know, the things you can do to help animals. And these countries have a huge population of street animals or stray animals. So we give grants, training, and advice to about 27 groups now in India and Nepal. And the dollar goes very far there, about 10 times further than it does here, so we can really accomplish a lot. And that's what we've been doing now for almost 20 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. And what I really appreciate about Help Animals India and what you do, Eileen, is that you don't have like a storefront over in India and one little place that's Help Animals India. You like are aware of everything that goes on pretty much in India and all the different kinds of animals. And so Help Animals India helps all kinds of different organizations and all kinds of different animals. And
yeah,
so we don't have to really know where the money has to go or what we need to do and all of that, because you handle all of that. Like, I know, I just rest assured that my regular monthly donation goes to you once a month, and I know that you will distribute it appropriately to whatever the current needs are. So,
yeah, and it's not only about the donations, as you know. The name Help Animals India has become very popular. So people in India searching online how to help their animals, how to help the animal they find on the street, they come to us. So unfortunately, we have a volunteer who answers all these inquiries because the need is so great. To people want to help. They just don't know how. So we can tell them how, and they're usually very grateful. And we have a lot of good outcomes of rescues all the time.
All right. Well, why don't you, just occurring to me, before we talk about specific things, why don't you just give us an overview of the different kinds of animals and organizations that you help in India?
Well, I was just going to read off a letter that includes the animals So can I read a letter?
Oh, absolutely. You betcha.
Okay. So we just got this from a place called the Tara Redwood Preschool. And Tara is the patron deity of Tibet. It's a female deity, Tara. And Redwood is the Redwoods in Santa Cruz. That's where they have their school. So it's a lovely little place. And they sent some artwork of elephants. It says, "Dear friends at Help Animals India, we want to thank you for looking after the animals, the bears, birds." Well, I guess they think about bears because they're in the forest there.
Yeah, right, right.
You. "The bears, birds, dogs, cats, and elephants, thank you for giving them food, a home, medicine, and love. We are sending you $100 that we collected by selling our artwork. We hope you can help the animals and buy some food with this money. Thank you. Love, the Mandala Preschool class at Tara Redwood School."
Oh, wow. That just brings tears to my eyes. How sweet and how wonderful that those kids are learning how, you know, to share and help animals at such a young age. Wonderful.
Well, that's what children do. You know, they have a natural affinity to help animals, and sometimes they get drummed out of them because they're not able to, and they just grow up and become animal welfare people like we are.
And it really is a different world over there. I mean, not only is it different climate and location and all of that, but they have a lot of kinds of animals to deal with that we just don't have to deal with over here because we don't live with them. But and they often live with animals differently than we do. I would just get shocked every week I talk to you to begin with when you tell me there's 33 million street dogs in India.
Very different. I mean, they have cities and they have rural areas, you know, just like we do.
But the dogs are more like community dogs. And is it fair to say that very few people have like a pet dog that lives in the house with them all the time? Many people care for the community dogs that are around and feed them and so forth. But it's a very different world than what we live with here.
The sad part is that people do get pets, but they want what's called the foreign breeds, which is, you know, our breed dogs. They're turning up their nose at the common dogs that are outside, which are actually smarter and more suited to the climate, but so it's kind of in like a status thing, you know, to get a Pomeranian dog or those kind of dogs. So, but then they also need homes, and they might get abandoned to the street, and that's the sadder part when you have companion animals that are used to a home, and then they find themselves out on the street.
And so there's so many things that you've kind of helped so much grow over there. Like, you know, there really wasn't a plan to spay and neuter dogs, and you've helped so much with that. And then a big problem with rabies and vaccinations, and you've helped with that. And then once they started getting a handle on how to help the dogs, then we realized, well, yeah, they have a lot of cats too, but nobody knew how to spay them and all of that. Anyway, you guys are really helping with all kinds of things, and then there's the elephant sanctuary that you help and all of that. So what's on the list this month that we want to chat about?
Well, we added a new group, and I'd like to just share with you the name, because you'll like the name. It's called Straw India, and that stands for Stray Relief for Animal Welfare.
Wow.
So. And they are exclusively an education group in the schools in Delhi, that vast mega city. And they were just had a short segment. I'm going to try to get the clip of it. CNN India did a little segment about how they bring the puppies to the school. And I know you know about Indian families and dogs. You've spoken about that. So introducing the children in the classroom to a puppy that needs a home, and just getting the children used to seeing the dog inside and learning how to interact with them. So this group, Stray India, Stray Animal Treatment, Animal Welfare, is just about education. And
wow.
So they're educating in all the schools in Delhi. So we're giving a grant to them to further their efforts. So
yep.
I'm pleased to do that and see the children get to see a puppy up close and, you know, go home and beg their parents to adopt the dog, no doubt.
All right. And so that group has been started. And gosh, and the more education to children, the better.
Yeah.
And because there is so much that needs to be taught and learned. I know I do run into it, as you mentioned, you know, as a behavior therapist and trainer, and I go to people's homes to help them understand their animals. I've got one situation right now, Eileen. It is an Indian family, and the nicest family, you know, parents, two kids, did a wonderful family, got a golden retriever puppy, had no clue, had never had a personal dog before, because they come from India. And did not know how to live life with a dog. And they started going to classes and trainers and all of that. And then, you know, 8-9 months down the line, they find me. I have never seen a situation, Eileen, that is so messed up. The dog is so confused. The people have no idea and how they could go through all this training and no one ever taught them how to live with it, you know, what life with a dog is supposed to be like. And it's just absolutely baffling to me. But they, you know, so much education is needed, and not that they need to adjust, you know, and live with animals the way we do, but the education of how to properly care for them and how to stop the ever breeding of all these animals is so critical. But you actually work with veterinarians and set things up for the trap neuter releases and a lot of the spaying and so forth these days, don't you?
Yeah, and also for cats too. And one of our groups is, as you've heard, it's Kathmandu, Nepal, Kathmandu, Nepal. Well, this is called Kathmandu, Kathmandu, Lovers, Kathmandu Lovers. And they're in a part of Nepal where there are a lot of cats. So, and they do, we call it a TNR there, trap neuter and release. And, you know, just trying to get the traps there, get the training so people know how to help their area's cats.
Well, that's right, because they didn't even have traps or cages or anything like that.
Still having a problem.
Right, and don't you have people, sometimes when you travel over there, you take, like, traps with you, you know, to pass out over there.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
As a piece of luggage, you can take a trap.
Because it's one thing to teach people how to do things, but if they don't have what they need to do it, that's a whole nother thing.
Well, and also, you know, just teaching people if they have to, they can't get a trap, use a carrier. You can take a carrier, you know, a large size carrier, and start feeding the cat in the carrier, and then just one day, just with a heavy string, closing the door from afar. That can work, too. So,
wow, you know. Yeah. All right, now I'm looking at the clock. We do need to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. So let's go ahead and do that, and then we will continue our discussion with Eileen from Help Animals India. And Eileen, you can, you know, fill us in on everything we need to know to get caught up for this month, and then, of course, how we can help. And how to make contact and to in your incredible website and newsletters and all that great stuff. So a lot left to talk about. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see. And this hour, we've heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. We'll be talking to Sita at 1130 to find out about all the holiday goings on there. We heard from Dr. Nils and his healing ministry for animals.com. And Dr. Nils and Sister Linda will be with us next week for our monthly healing show. So be sure to plan to call in for your free remote treatments and check Dr. Nils out at healingministryforanimals.com if you need his help during the week. And Whispering Dragon Center, our premier sound healer of the area, Jude Ponton, has got the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. Great location. I got a surprise announcement, I think, for you later in the show related to that. So check out Whispering Dragon Center. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then. We are good to go on all of that. So let's get back to our chat with Eileen. And what I'm wondering about is Nathan. Are you there? Oh, there you are. I was seeing the outdoor picture of nothing but rain, and I thought Nathan washed away. Anyway, we're still good to go with Eileen, are we not?
I'm here.
There we go. Hey, Eileen.
Yeah, hi.
Are you washing away in your neighborhood? Is it raining like crazy?
Yesterday it did, and then the sun came out as a surprise the whole day. So, boy, we sure needed that. I'll tell you, the weather just kind of, you know, we were really lucky through most of November with all that sunshine, and then it just hit us in the last few days, and
Yeah, the problem with all the sunshine, though, and being so dry, which was a blessing in many ways for, you know, working around the yard and stuff, but it means that we're way, way low on water, and there's no snow in the mountains for skiing, and man, we just got all kinds of snow in the mountains this weekend, but now they say it's going to wash away.
Well, I guess they'll be catching up soon.
Yeah, so hopefully rain will continue and snow in the mountains and the temperature will go back down because it's warming up now and we're expecting, it sounds like flooding in the area. Yeah. So
I think it's hard for people, you know, just coming to the area when, you know, it's getting dark, at, you know, 4 o'clock.
How do you
get through that? And
You know, the Farmer's Almanac said we were going to be colder and drier. And we have been, even though we're getting rain right now, we have been much drier. And up until right now, it's been colder, but it's warming up again. So it's crazy weather. Anyway,
speaking of the Farmer's Almanac, who actually does that? And how do they know? Mark says a couple old farmers.
A couple of old farmers. You know, I think probably sometime in years past, because prior to Nathan was Mike Roberge, and Mike was really into the Farmer's Almanac, and that's how come I got used to paying attention to what they say, because they were always the most accurate. And I'm sure we have had that discussion before, but I don't remember the answer. Nathan, do you have any idea? And I see you look. Are you? Do you have an idea where the Farmer's Almanac comes from?
I know the term, but not the concept.
Well, all right. We'll have to work on figuring that out because, Eileen, I can't answer that question. I just know that of all the weather predictors that they kind of tend to be, generally speaking, the most accurate.
I always go with Punxsutawney Phil.
Well, good for you. Well, Groundhog's, you know, he's not very accurate, Nathan. Okay. Anyway, all right. Eileen, what time of this season right now in India, what's the weather like over there?
Well, they had their monsoon came already, and you know, it doesn't get that cold, but and of course there's different climates. You know, there's North India and South India are very, very different.
Gotcha.
So and then right. it does. Right. I was really shocked that I was hearing, you know, just last month or before the monsoon, it was still in the 90s. And, you know, they have to do surgeries, and we have to try and, you know, get them fans at least, if not very few air conditioners, or at least get one air conditioner in the surgery room, you know, so you can keep that. And then, one animal shelter sent me a photo of, and the dogs were in their kennels, and there was no mat under there. It was just the floor. And I was like, why are they on the bare concrete floor? And they explained to me that it was just so hot that, you know, that was, they preferred it that way. So,
Wow.
You know, different climates throughout all of the, we call it the subcontinent, because it's actually a continent into itself, India. And, you know, then you get up to Nepal and all the other countries. One country we're helping in is called Sikkim, which is a very small country. And these are all places that have very good awareness of kindness to animals, but it's just a question of how to help the animals. And so people are very receptive to learning how.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I've never even heard of that country. Of course, amazing. So any updates on the elephant sanctuary and the elephants?
Oh, they're doing fine, and just one of the elephants, Anisha, she's getting quite old, and, well, it's not the age, it's just she had a hard life. She was a logging elephant, so, you know, she just was, you know, carrying around those heavy, you know, they would tie those logs to her to drag, and it really hurt one of her legs, so she has a very stiff leg, so they're just trying to... They give her some massage with a very big machine.
How do you massage an elephant? With a big machine, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that'd be nice to get a video of that.
Oh, okay. That's an idea. All right.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like, how do you massage an elephant? That might be a popular video to see. Anyway, why don't we, before we run out of time, let's make sure that anybody that hasn't, didn't know about Help Animals India, now they're aware and they want to help. So how do they make contact and how do they help, Eileen?
Well, the best way is just to go to our website, and it's helpanimalsplural.india.org, one word. And there you can, first it comes up, please add your name to the email list. And, you know, I only do one every month and a half or 2 months. But so people just add their email to that. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, and then you get her wonderful newsletters. And I'll just have to tell you, if you haven't been to the website, helpanimalsindia.org, it's one of the best I've ever seen. And it is packed full of information. And the newsletter, it's in wonderful. Eileen doesn't, you know, load up your inbox with all kinds of junk. The newsletter only comes out every 1 to 2 months, and it's so worth it. And then, of course, you can make a one-time only donation, or you can do what I've done and do a regular monthly donation, and you can set that up through the website. It's real easy to do. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter how much, because every little bit helps.
We get an email if you did that, and it cheers us up, and we send it off to help more animals. So thank you, everybody. And okay, I guess it's time to wish happy holidays. And
yeah, so Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and Happy Kwanzaa and whatever else anybody celebrates or doesn't. Merry, merry, ho, ho, ho. We do Christmas here because of the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. Anyway, yeah. Eileen, thank you so much for all the great work that you do for the animals of India. So appreciate you. And thanks for taking time out of your Sunday morning for us. And I look forward to talking to you again in the new year.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, take care, everybody.
It'll be 2024 the next time we talk.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Happy holidays. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty then. What have we got going on here? Well, we are, obviously, the Love Train is on a hiatus for the time being, so we are going to tap our toes and enjoy the Jingle Cats. And of course, you can dance to the Jingle Cats. You can dance in your head or your bed or your chair and all of that. And I thought, I was doing my show prep here, Nathan, I started to write down how I normally end the hour. By energizing with the energization prayer to energize up the Love Train. And so I started to write that and remembered, oh, we're not doing Love Train. So I crossed it out and I immediately got in my head, no, do it anyway. Let's just adjust the words a little bit. So we are going to energize up the Jingle Cats tunes so we can tap our toes and get energized up for the day and the week. So here we go. And let's see how I do with a couple of new words. Oh, Infinite Spirit. Recharge our hearts with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our hearts, minds, and souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Dogs, and they're coming right up. Stay right where you are. Meow Cat Rescue is next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll be right back.